The following concert was recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival from NPR Music, WFUV, WKSU's Folk Alley, and MVY Radio. Enjoy the show.
Newport Folk Festival. We are so excited to be here. This is our first time. We're so honored. And what a view. This is amazing. Are you guys warm enough out there? It's nice and cool up here, so thanks for being out there in the sun for us. And that was a new song from our new record, Bright Morning Stars. It was called Birdsong.
We're going to send this next song out to anyone who's ever spent any time worrying. We know that this is not really the place for worry. But for those of you who are going to go back to chronic worry in your everyday lives, this is for you. This is a song about mindfulness, about being in the moment. It's called Begin.
Like singing out there? It's a folk festival, of course you do. Well, we'd love to hear you. This is a non-denominational gospel song that I wrote on this here banjo. My banjo is miraculously in tune. So the chorus is one word, hallelujah. It goes like this. Hallelujah. try that with us? Let's all try it together, shall we?
Hallelujah.
Gorgeous. Next line is hallelujah. Let's try that one.
Hallelujah.
I like it. You'll know when to come in. This is called Glory Bound.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Nikki Mehta.
Bring the little water, see thee.
Don't you see me coming? Don't you see me now? Well, don't you see me coming? Every little once in a while, bring a little water to see thee. Bring
So for those of you who may not know much about us, we're originally based in Canada, in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Some Canadians out there. And we have a lovely Heather Massey over here who is from Maine, so she's our American in the group. So yeah, we've been around almost 10 years. We've been on the road for most of that time, but we took a little bit of time off the road a couple of years ago, and I had two babies at once during that time. So we've been traveling with my twin 2-year-old boys since they were 7 months old. And as your parents out there know, trying to get anything done with babies around the house is pretty challenging, takes some creativity. So trying to get any practicing done meant that, you know, has always meant some confinement of some sort and entertainment. And so we've strung them up in their Johnny Jump Ups and in a big open archway, and I play them the guitar, and I tell you, they're excellent barometers of a good song. You play them a stinker, they just sort of hang and stare at you imploringly. So this next song is a winner for them, inspired much height in the bouncing, occasional impact. It's an Emmylou Harris song, a song she wrote with David Olney, and it's called Deeper Well. The sun burned hot, burned my eyes, burned so hard I thought I'd died and gone to hell, looking for the water from a deeper well. I went to the river, but the river was dry, fell to my knees and looked to the sky and the spring rain fell, saw the water from a deeper well. well, full of water from a deep well. Well, full of water from a deep well. I was ready for the love, I was ready for the money, ready for the blood and ready for the honey, ready for the winning, ready for the bell, looking for the water from a deep well. Blood would drip from my heart. I had a thirst that I could not quell. Looking for the water from a deep well. Richard Moody! So I rock through the cradle and I roll with the rage. I shook those walls and I ran a decade. But troubled and dead and tread, reaching out a hand for a holy grail. Hey there, mama, did you carry that load? Did you tell your baby about the bend in the road? About the rebel yell of the one that fell, looking for the water from a deep well.
Do not deceive you. There is a man, Jenny, up here. He happens to be my very talented brother. We're very lucky to have him on the road with us, so please make him feel welcome. Mr. Richard Moody on the viola, fiddle, and mandolin.
catch is fine. Everything's gonna be alright. It's been all wrong. 'Cause I can see.
Recognize that that was a Dolly Parton song, and we arranged it for a movie, a little Canadian film called The Year Dolly Parton Was My Mom. So you can check it out on iTunes, the soundtrack. We're going to play one that I wrote now. I come from a bit more of a jazz background. I grew up listening to Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and some of those songs they sang were some of the greatest songs of all time, I think, and a lot of tragic love songs, which is a perfect theme, you know, for middle school. It's just a lot of teenage angst. So I thought it was about time that I wrote my very own tragic love song. It's kind of in that style, and it's called Cherry Blossom Love.
Got a couple more for you. This is a song by a great songwriter, actually, with this crowd, I think a few of you have heard of her, Julie Miller. Got Julie Miller fans out there? Yeah. She's a great writer, and this is one of our favorite songs of hers. If you're a Prairie Home Companion fan, you may have heard us do it last June at Tanglewood. And it's a song of great compassion and love, and it's called By Way of Sorrow. Thank you so much. I think we have just enough time for one more song and a chance to say thank you. First of all, it's a huge honor for us to be here. We want to thank Jay Sweet, Bob Jones, everybody at the Newport Folk Festival for having us here in the first place. Please give this festival a round of applause. I know you guys love it. We want to thank all of the stage crew, Fred over here on monitors, and everybody working on this wonderful stage. They've been so helpful, and our own sound engineer, Mr. Grant Johnson, back there. We also want to thank NPR for existing and for being here recording everybody. We want to thank a special person who never gets thanked, our road manager and nanny over there, Mrs. Tracy Davis. And we want to thank all of you guys for coming and supporting this festival, supporting live music, and letting us do what we do. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much for being a great audience.
All right, we're going to leave you with a peace song. It's a song about singing together. I wrote it at a folk festival, not unlike this one, and I was so inspired by the spirit of peace and harmony in which people come together in places like this. So, if you know it, please sing along. This is called One Voice.
This is a sound of one voice, one spirit. This is a sound of voices too.
people, one voice.
One people, one voice.
A song for every one of us.
Ruth Moody, I'm Nikki Maida. Thank you very much.